Greetings, and welcome to another episode of Talking Black. Is that what I want to call this? Talking Black. Black Talk. Anyway, the name is up for debate at this point. Talking Black was and is cool. It's cool. I'm not doubting it. But I feel like I want to change it to something different. I have been away from my podcast for quite some time. The reason being is just because I felt like there was an oversaturation of voices. You know, people hear so many voices on a daily basis. You hear the voice of so many different people. I didn't want to belabor you with my voice. I don't quite know the effect that I have on people to be comfortable doing that. And that's not me trying to be fake modest or fake humble. I really don't want to be unnecessary. So I stopped doing my podcast for a while, but I feel reinvigorated to do it again. And I'm in a different part of my life. You know, sometimes you have to silence yourself in order to reconstruct your thoughts so you can come back with a new approach. And I think that's why I wanted to change the name to but now that I'm thinking about it, Talking Black is perfect. It's a perfect name because that's all I do. That's all I attempt to do is talk real and talk black and talk facts. To be completely honest, there's been recent events that have, you know, also attributed to me wanting to come out of silence and speak on certain topics. To be just to the world, I have to talk about COVID-19. I have to briefly touch on it. It's a very scary time to be alive. There's a pestilence, a plague, a God-given, God-intended plague that is ravaging the entire planet. It's a planetary plague. I like that word. Not the plague, but planetary. When something is planetary, you know it's all encompassing. And even though this is a plague, to know that the entire world is going through is facing a common enemy brings some, it has God written all in it. It has God all inside of its makeup. It makes you feel tethered to everyone, and I believe that is a part of, that is a major part of its intention, of God's intention to make the world bow, to make the world fall on its knees. Involuntarily and reflect from that posture to bow forever voluntarily or die. I had the COVID for a couple of days. It's an irritant in my throat. It felt like a lump in the back of my throat, something that I couldn't cough up. Try to suck it out, try to do that, try to spit it out. Oh, we got our first guest to the show. just in time. Who is this? We got LB coming to the show. What's up, LB?
What's
good? Why am I naked in my own house?
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
I'm on my podcast.
Huh?
I'm doing my podcast.
All right, cool. Like I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to say something to you.
Hold on.
Like, all right, then, so get the fuck off your podcast.
Nah, you gonna be on my podcast. You gonna be on my podcast. Come in. Come in.
Sit on. Hey, yo.
Have a seat.
You used to fuck. Hey, yo. This nigga, like, look, listen. These niggas be like, yo, come on. Bring your ass in. This is my new nigga. This is my new friend.
Yeah.
Look, this is my nigga right here. Danny. He
what's
fucked your nigga
what's
on
up,
the fifth floor.
Daps. What's up?
Okay.
You pot. Yo, you was a fucking buster. You know why you a buster? Like, yo, you extra buster. Like, yo, get the fuck. I fucks with him sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, bro, because that's my Muslim brother. And he fucked the nigga, though. But look, at the end of the day, like, bro, on some real shit, it's a good dude. He's a cool dude. You know what I mean? Like, but he corny. Look how corny he is. He corny, though. Fuck the nigga. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta look at him. Like, look at this nigga. Like,
asshole naked on this shit. Is he just...
I still gotta talk to you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we got different talks that we got to talk about. Fuck out of here. You extra corny. You extra fucking corny.
What you up to, bro?
We gonna deal with all this shit. This shit is getting out of here. Everything we're about to and that's a good move. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, we about to, today, we gonna trash all this shit.
Yeah, say what's up to my podcast, man.
Fuck them niggas. Like, yo, I don't be playing with them niggas. Like, yo, look, listen, your podcast is your podcast. You know what I mean? I'm 1,000. I'm 1,000 on my podcast, 1,000. Fuck out of here. If they not 1,000, fuck them, man.
Shit.
Now, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, for real. And we looking better in this bitch. Like, bro, I swear to God, we looking way better in this bitch.
Yeah, it's coming together, bro. It's coming together. Thank you for,
it gets better. It gets better. It gets better, and it's going to get better. Watch how this shit going to get better.
I appreciate
the fuck you. Is you playing? Like, bro, ain't nobody playing this shit.
I appreciate you, but I'm doing my podcast right now. And
so, what you saying? What?
You're interrupting.
All right, then where's my...
There they go. Hold on. There they go.
Why you didn't bring... Bring my shit back to my house, then.
Man, grab them.
No.
Grab them.
Fuck that.
Grab them.
You can't regat them? You can't regat them? You want to come and get them again? You want to come and get them again?
All
right, then.
Man,
bring my shit back to my house.
All that...
You
want to
come... These are my clippers.
Stop stunting on people. All right. Stop stunting.
Come on. Yeah.
I'll bring them back to you later. I'm bringing them back to you.
Yeah, I need them ASAP.
He gonna come to get his clippers. His clippers is in the bathroom. He ain't gonna grab them. He want me to bring them back to him personally.
Oh, you with somebody?
No, I'm not with somebody. I'm making my podcast. I'm recording.
All right, well then let me say something.
Say it.
Say we record the shit.
It's recording.
Look, I swear to God, on some clown shit. Look, listen, y'all. I swear to God, on some real shit. I gave the nigga my clippers. He's supposed to bring my fucking clippers back. All right, then. So, if you coming to get my clippers, bring them back. You know what I mean? Like, you don't got to do all that. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, I swear to God, on some real shit. I swear to God, because you'll be clipperless.
Hey, yo, give me
how
the
you
phone,
on,
man.
Look, listen. How is this nigga on podcast? But he damn near butt fucking naked. How the fuck do you do podcasts butt fucking naked? No, this nigga like, yo, the nigga came and answered the door in drawers. He came and answered the door in drawers. Like, but then how the fuck do you go back in your room and you go, oh my God, yo, for real. Y'all niggas, yo. I don't give a fuck what type of podcast the fuck you doing, but y'all better chill with this podcast shit, because ain't nobody playing with you in podcasts. So, and my name LB Light, And I'm from East Orange, New Jersey. Right. You know what I mean? But, like, I swear to God, if I see mad clowns like this, he said he podcasting, y'all. He butt naked. Fuck out of here. He just got drawers on. And then he said, yo, let me finish my podcast. And he go back under, he go back into the bedroom and gets under the cover with drawers on and all brown skin. Brown skin and drawers. And he's a fucking buster. That's a buster. How you gonna podcast, y'all? He's a buster.
Hey, yo. Made or something. It's fucking vicious, man.
Coming to my house, talking about my house, man.
Just kidding. Oh yeah, no, no. Say what the fuck you could say. What you gonna say?
Nah, yeah, he can't say what the fuck kidding. He wanna say. He got to respect this shit, and you do too. You gonna both of y'all gonna step now. I'm tired of y'all.
I ain't soft.
Red hat, get out.
I'm not soft. I'm not.
Black hat, get out. I'm just messing with you.
I'm just
messing with you.
That nigga don't
know, so
get your shit back.
Yo, no, I'm gonna get it right.
You really bugging.
I am bugging, bro, but
I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back. Mm-hmm. Bring my shit to. Yo, look, listen, look, for real, I loaned you something. You know what I mean?
Where am I fucking? Where's my vacuum cleaner?
It's over there.
Let's switch it at the same time.
Bitch ass niggas be like, bitch ass niggas, like, look, listen. You know what I mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. Look, listen, let me say this to you.
No.
Let me say this to you, like, come
no,
on.
No, you can't say nothing.
Man, let me say
bro,
this to
come
you.
Bro, come on, man. No, you ruining my, it's a bad, it's a
you
good
time.
You
got so many fucking violations against you.
Bro.
Look.
I see it. I'm going to get it. You know,
no.
Get the stepping.
Stop touching me.
Step it.
No,
step
no,
it.
No.
Step it. this dude. Why you, bro, pick my, you giving me my change? Give me my change. Come on, man. You too rich to be picking up people's change, bro. You a baller from New Jersey, man. What you doing picking up quarters and shit? Now you in violation.
You know, Arsenal, the battle rapper from Jersey. Yeah.
That's my dude. That's my blood, bro.
He's actually fucking.
That's my crip. Yeah, that's my honey. Yo, look, listen. I swear to God, you so disrespectful. Like, bro. Yo, look, listen. I swear to God, on some real shit, you extra fucking corny, yo. Bro, like, you extra corny.
Bro, I want. I need some time with my podcast. This is not about to be my whole podcast, man. It's not about to be my whole podcast.
I'm trying to pick up what I seen.
A bunch of followers.
I'm trying to pick this
Who
up.
Says
real quick.
I don't.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying, but
I'm trying to pick this up, bro.
Yeah, what did you say? Thought.
Because the way I had to go about it,
mm-hmm.
You had to do all this crazy shit, mm-hmm. But people were like eradicating shit and making.
Eradicated.
Yeah, table, like getting rid of it. They fucking best, like, fuck up accounts.
I don't even know. Like, he's a fucking, like, yo, he just different. You know what I mean? You seen my dome?
Yeah, you showed it to me yesterday.
You seen my dome?
Yeah.
I had to try to top that.
You can't top this. This shit is tight.
I can't. I really can't. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I can't top it, though. You know what I mean? But I'm next to him. Yeah. I'm next to him with mine. Like, I'm next to him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, real. Like, but, like, no, I can't. You know what I mean?
You know why? I got a brilliant idea. I got an idea. Let me have your lamp, and I'll give you this.
You want my dome?
I take your dome, you give
my
me this.
My dome is, you know why? You know, now that you get, you through, you know what you just put on my, you know what you just did to me?
No. What I do?
You really gave me, bro, you really stamped me up more than what I thought I was up. Like, for real, but for you to be... Oh man, I'm nice. Like real. Like for you to say my dome. For you to say my dome was more important than this.
I didn't say that.
You know what I mean? No, you did. Yes, you did.
I didn't say that.
I did.
This is what I said. Your dome ain't better than this. All
right, then what you just said?
Your dome is not better than my.
Hold on, wait, listen to him.
Listen to what I say. Don't listen to him. The dome is not better than my table. But I got more use for the dome
like
than the table.
Domain, right?
No,
he's talking about the dome.
Talking about his light,
the
his
light,
glow.
The dome, oh, the glow.
He has a glow.
Yeah.
I'm saying nothing.
I'm finished saying what you're saying. The dome is a piece of furniture. The dome, no, fuck that. The dome is just a fucking piece of art, really. Mm. This is a piece of furniture. It's a fucking game. So it can be used as a table and as a game and as furniture and as art.
Listen to when you come to somebody's house, you gotta decipher them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like every time I go to anybody's house, right, I'm deciphering them. You know what I mean? I gotta get
meeting
like,
them for 5 minutes. I don't give a fuck.
Five. It only take five.
Yeah,
maybe less than that. Like, yeah, real, like your attitude from the door can, nigga, you already in a. I got mad categories that niggas could be in.
The fact of the matter is that the globe is tight. It's not tighter than this, but I'm gonna give you. I'm willing to trade you this because I like the globe and you like this. Mm-hmm. You like this, I like the globe, so we could trade it. We could trade it, but I really don't want to trade it now that I see how you're acting.
You know what? Now that you see how I'm acting. Mm. You know what I mean? Keep your shit.
Man,
you
know what I mean? Like, bro, I'm gonna keep this shit.
I was just me. Look, listen.
This shit is tight.
Look, listen.
It was okay. I thought you was gonna do. I thought he was gonna take advantage of me coming up with a good idea. But it's good now. I don't need. I don't need the globe.
And a clown act.
It's good now.
Are you listening to me?
I'm glad you said no. I got this shit. I got it. I'm glad you said no.
Why don't you clean your fucking house? I am, man. I got a little trash in my trash can. Podcast your kitchen. Podcast your fucking kitchen. Podcast your garbage. Get the fuck out of here. Let's go. Open that shit up.
Hey, yo.
Yo, I'm gonna come back and check it too, though.
I'm going to work at 3 o'clock.
All right, then. I'll be over there too, then.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
So, that was our guest, special guest, LB, ladies and gentlemen. LB is a dear friend of mine, very dear, loving, older brother. And he should be coming, making more appearances. He's great. He's great to have. I love him. I love all my people, man. I love all my people. Man, you gotta love the black man. But since we talking black, you have to love that black man. And you have to love the God that's inside of him. And you have to love the power that's inside of him. You have to respect the black man. Dude, he's fucking adorable. What can I say? Dude is just a breath of fresh air. Good brother. But what I was saying was, the COVID-19, yeah, it's a very significant time to be alive. And there are people who are dying every day, dying as we speak from shortness of breath. And, you know, if I had more interest in talking about it at this moment, I probably could go into it deeper. Shit, I hear somebody coughing outside right now. Wear your masks. Wear your masks. Please don't be like the people, like the animals in Chicken Little. He said the sky was falling. You know, wear your masks. Be respectful to the virus. Respect danger. Respect God. You know, respect threats. Don't disrespect the threat. Don't make the threat a promise, you know? But really, what I wanted to talk about was this Jada and August Alsina thing, and for no other reason but to present a counter argument to the general consensus that everybody's talking about, because a lot of people are trying to make Jada into some sort of predator. And then a lot of guys are saying, you know damn well if this was reversed and Will Smith was that. Yeah, that's definitely the case, because naturally people hold men to higher standards than women because men are leaders and women are followers, naturally. You have a problem with that, you have a problem with a lot of things, including the proper male and female relationship dynamic. Okay, women are the leaders of children and other women, but whenever she's a leader of a man, she immediately is in a position to make decisions that she doesn't want to make, and she disrespects the man as a result for him being a subordinate instead of a superintendent. They want to, you know, castigate Jada, say Jada was wrong. You know, morality is, that kind of morality can't be spoken about by really anyone, including myself. That's why I'm not going to touch it. You know, wrong. You're wrong for having sex with a young man. I'm not touching that. And nobody really is qualified to touch that, because we are so steeped in sin and in our own ignorance and our own evil, that to speak on that is just hypocritical. So I'll only talk about what I really can see from this entire debacle and try to just bring some fairness to the situation. I don't think that Jada took advantage of August Alsina. I don't think that Jada took advantage of August Alsina. You know, they're wanting to paint this picture, and this all is because of this really highly sensitive generation and how it is oversensitizing people to the point where they are making men, they want black men to be homosexuals. They want black men to be more woman-like than they really ought to be. So they want to put on, they want August to be a front man for their emotional, their super emotional state of mind. They want him to be the front man. Like, yeah, all these broken men who have been played by different women, not played so much, because that word is played. It's not that they were played by women. It's that they didn't have the fortitude to be a man for that woman. And the woman got out of the relationship to do something that was better for her own personal interest. That's what happened. When you just look at things and how they are, you want to blame women for being women and for, you know, being averse to immaturity. That's not the proper way to look at things. Women are naturally adverse to immaturity. Women only accept immaturity in children, but not in men. So a lot of broken men are trying to point fingers at Jada Pinkett Smith, and a lot of women are trying to point fingers at Jada Pinkett Smith, and I'm not sure what their angle is. They may be trying to make Jada the fall guy or the fall girl for their own whole behavior. You know, one thing women of the whole persuasion like to do is they like to judge other women of the same persuasion, because women live in a, women and men, but women specifically live in a judgmental type of state where they feel they're most confident when they are besmirching another woman. That's why women, a lot of women will say, I have better relationships with men, because women have a tendency to attack other women solely for their own sake of feeling good about themselves. I don't like what that bitch got on. Who that bitch thinks she is? That's what they like to do. That's not what they like to do. That's what their insecurity forces them to do. So I think a lot of women are trying to make Jada, you know, the patsy for their own inappropriate behavior. You know, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to point no fingers like that at Jada Pinkett Smith or Will Smith. I'm certainly not about to say, you know, they say, well, Will Smith, he looked very sad. I'm sure he was very sad. But we also, and this is just like something, a conversation I was having with my cousin, you know, I was trying to bring an unpopular opinion to my cousin's Facebook post. My cousin said, Aleem, you tripping. You think that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are not happy couple. And then they get on the fucking show not a couple of days later and say bad marriage for life. So you don't know a person as well as you think you may know. That was the shock, because prior to the Red Table Talk, everybody was very convinced that the situation was Jada and Will have an arrangement that is just perfect. And it's so perfect, it's admirable, and it should be imitated. And it's so perfect, it should be they should be emulated. No, and my contention was the contention that was given to me by another brother that I know, because I was being foolish by the glamour of the Smith household. I was talking to a brother, Will Smith, he's so smart, he's so wise. My brother said, yeah, on camera he is. And I was like, damn. See, I'm the type of person, I shuts up when somebody presents an argument that I can't defeat. And it's not really something that I want to defeat. It's something that I want to inculcate into my own arsenal of intelligence. So I said, damn, you right. I don't know Will Smith. The fuck am I talking about? So a lot of those people, a lot of these people are going through that same shock. They're like, oh my God, Will Smith actually is sad. He's not this overly charismatic. He is. He's an abundance of things. But this table talk revealed more than people were ready to see. So now people are trying to say that Will Smith is sad. Saddened by his relationship with his wife. If he is, if he is not, I think that his approach is very mature. And I think a lot of other men agree that, you know, if your wife has an affair while y'all are not together, you know, maybe that has some emotional impact on you. But depending on the level of understanding that you have of a woman, you pretty much know that it's a psychological thing and not this, you know, undesirable urge to be a whore. I don't believe women have an undesirable urge to be whores, not even porn stars, you know, not even Pinky or Cherokee. I don't believe that these women have an undesirable lust to be whores and, you know, porn stars. I believe they simply have, they want to use the easiest means of gaining money to continue gaining an exorbitant amount of money, even at the behest of their own spirituality, because their spirituality is not valuable to them as much as money is. And that is not something that is inherently wrong with them themselves. That is something that is inherently wrong with the world as a whole. You see? So, you know, a woman having sex with another man's sex, women have sex for different reasons. Women have sex sometimes as an obligation. Women have sex sometimes as a way to pleasure a man that she really loves and to pleasure herself simultaneously. And then at other times, a woman will have sex out of desperation to feel the connection that she used to have with a man and that she is trying to reclaim. People want to paint August Alsina as a victim. August Alsina is not a victim. He's a victim of the same bad psychology that all black men have. All black men have bad psychology, and all rappers and people in the entertainment industry have a very bad romantic understanding of proper romantic discipline. Even I myself am guilty of the same thing. Speaking of myself in conjunction with these people, we have a bad understanding of romantic, and not rom. I don't like to use the word romantic because that comes from the Roman word. Africans shouldn't be romantic. That's a white word. That word inside of it entails a lot of simp behavior to try and get a woman to try to, you know, impress a woman to like you. You know, a woman either likes you or doesn't. You should not go through loops and hurdles and trying to get a woman to like you. A woman will be impressed by you and she will pursue you. You can do things to lure her in, but as far as trying to gain the attention of a person who is totally disinterested in you, that's not romantic. That's stupid and that's simp behavior. And then when you think romantic anyway, you think of a bunch of white people doing corny shit. So I'm glad LB came, because LB helped me to kind of get into a more realistic flow of talking and communicating. And this is how I really talk. I try to be as civil in my discourses as possible, but it's certain subject matter just really doesn't call for that. It's not necessary. This is real talk and requires, you know, a certain, you know, looseness. So without losing my aim or my directive, my objective is basically to expunge everybody of the guilt that certain factions of the black community are trying to place on them. Some people want to blame Will Smith. Some people want to blame Jada. Some people want to blame August Alsina. I'm not blaming anybody. But what I will say is August Alsina is not a victim. That narrative is so weak. And I believe it is in tandem with this entire narrative that black men are weak. And people are trying to make excuses as to why black men are weak. And you want to, you know, use August Alsina's vulnerability to say, oh, he's a poor Augie. He was misled by an older woman. No, he was not. August Alsina knew of Jada Pinkett Smith before Jada Pinkett Smith knew of August Alsina. So we all have premeditated thoughts about different celebrity women. If I run into Nia Long, this is going down. If I ever see Jada Pinkett Smith, it's going down. If I ever run into Tyra Banks, Halle Berry, it's going down. So this whole, he came into a situation blind. He didn't know what he was doing. He was mentally hurt. He came to a woman to guide him. You came to a woman to guide you. That's false. You don't go to women to guide you into proper thought. Women have the ability to be very helpful to men in understanding themselves in conjunction to a woman. And that's probably what he loved most about Jada, is that Jada is such a strong woman. I mean, that is undeniable. The way she speaks, she may have a little, you know, because of the shame of what having your business out in the public, she of course is going to dress certain words up. She's not going to say cheat. She's going to say entanglement. That's a classy word. It's not her trying to use, you know, chicanery or be tricky or be, you know, deceptive. She's trying to remain classy in the public eye. That is what I would expect of a woman to do. I don't respect the women who go out and say, yeah, I fucked that nigga, yeah. That's not what I would expect her to do, and I would not respect her if she did it. So for her to do that and use that word entanglement, a lot of people making jokes of it, and I thought the jokes are funny, personally. I laugh at a lot of things that have come out of this entire situation, but to be real about it, entanglement is a very, first of all, it's a word that most people have not heard in quite some time. So just Jada Pinkett, if anything, should be accredited for increasing Black people's vocabulary. Oh, shit. She should be awarded that. I ain't even Black people using entanglement. The woman is intelligent, and that has to be said first. She's intelligent, and she is going to remain in classy and intelligent, even in the face of something that is shameful to the family itself. That was my biggest thing. You know, people talking about poor Will Smith. I'm thinking, oh, poor Willow and Jaden. And the other older brother that no one knows his name. Oh, poor them. Oh, poor Will Smith. Will Smith is a man, and he knows that he's a man. He may have discomfort, but his discomfort is not such that it's going to take him entirely out of his manhood. See, that's where homosexuality comes from, where you are so discomforted by being a man and not knowing how to maneuver your manhood that you say, to hell with being a man, I'm going to be a woman, or I'm going to assume a feminine role in my manhood. I'm going to eradicate the man. I'm gonna keep certain aspects of my manhood. I'm gonna wear a bow tie, but the bow tie is gonna be pink and shit. Because I don't know how to maneuver this body, because of the psychology that was given to me by a white domineering society has left me with no other recourse as a man but to bend over. That is what the white race has done. The white race has anally raped the Black race. The Black race has been raped. The women have been raped. The men have been raped and sodomized mentally and physically. Sodomy was a tool of making a subordinate out of a person. To sodomize a person was used in ancient European antiquity as a method of making a person your slave, your apprentice, your ward. That's what it was used for, and that is the practice that it was used for in prison. In prison, the homosexuality in prison that's exercised is predacious, and the homosexuality outside of prison in the art community is predacious. I had a man when I was working for JCPenney come up to me. I was folding shirts and he was asking me questions about the shirts. I didn't think anything of it. He had white man, pleasant demeanor, but I don't trust white men. And I really was in the habit of not shaking white people's hands for a very long time to show my disconnection with them as an entire race of people. I have abandoned doing that for a different reason. And that reason is because I have to accept that I am a devil too. I can't call the white man the devil and be justified in saying that. I can't call the white man a devil and look down my nose at the white man. I have to look the white man in his eye now because I'm on the same level as he is. We're not the same creation, but we're not far away from each other in the same behavioral traits anymore. And as I'm talking about me, I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about you as well, because this is Talking Black. The white man is not the same as the black man. He can't talk like me. He can't talk like us. He can't move like us. He doesn't have a soul like us. But we still are capable of doing the same evils as him. That now that he has become our God, he has brought us so far down from our standards in being gods that we can look each other in the eye now on a common level. So I can't justifiably, you know, I'm not going to say that the black man is the equal to the white man, because that would be a lie. White and black is not equal. Black is the superior to white in many senses, but white has been superior to black in many senses as well. And I am not justified in saying that the white man is a devil anymore. That also does not mean that I have to be his friend, because I'm not going to do that. I am his friend by telling him who he is and being honest and truthful with him and being truthful with myself. That is the friendliest thing that you could do for a person, is to be honest with them and share the truth with the person. Your friend is not the person that tells you the things that you like to hear. That's my friend. Why? We do everything together. That's not your friend. That's your buddy. No, your friend is the person that once was best for you. And I want what's best for white people. The best thing for white people is to leave black people alone. That's the best thing for them. And the best thing for black people is to leave white people alone. Because the relationship is such that since nobody is born under a rock, everybody was born with their minds attached to the greater society at large. Don't play ignorant. Don't feign ignorance that you are not cognizant of what happens, of what is of your, you are not cognizant of the greater world around you and the silent implications the overt, the explicit societal contracts that are at work and at play. Don't play ignorant. You know that black has a lower totem on the societal pole in the hierarchy of racial relationships. We know that black is on the bottom. Don't play ignorant. For though the people who play ignorant are liars. So it is not, I'm not bad for telling the truth to a liar. That doesn't make me a liar. They are certainly, a liar is not your friend, but you could be the friend of a liar by telling them the truth. It's a one-way relationship where you were a friend. Aleem, are you a friend to white people? Many white people consider me to be their friend. They don't know really how I think about them. If they ever asked me, I certainly wouldn't hesitate, given the proper environment and the proper place that we're in and the proper timing. And, you know, I certainly wouldn't hesitate to give them a full dictation as to what I think about white people. I'm not a slave that is afraid of white mastery. I will tell them. But outside of telling them, I show them in my behavior that I'm a black man. And they like me because I'm a black man, not because I'm a nigga. White people don't like niggas. And they don't respect niggas. But they respect, they are forced, you are forced to respect black men. There is something about a person who has standards that forces you. It is a natural what's the word I'm looking for? You have to naturally capitulate to the person who commands respect. It's a natural capitulation. So, why did I say all of that? I said all of that to say that it is the world in which we live in that shapes our minds. So I can't blame anybody. I'm not blaming black people. That's not black. That's anti-black to go around placing blame on black men. August Alsina knew what he was doing. This man wanted to have sex with Jada Pinkett Smith since he first saw A Different World. And Set It Off. And whatever else other movie she was. She ain't really been in movies. I don't know how the hell she's a famous actress. She don't even be in movies like that. Jason's Lyrics and fucking Menace to Society. And that was it. He saw a woman. I turned to a woman to help me in my time of need. He turned to a woman to help him in his time of need so that he can have a better understanding of women, because he probably came to her from a prior relationship with a woman. And he turned to her because she would give him a motherly approach that is not motherly at the same time. He can't go to his mother about relationships because I don't even know the backstory of his relationship. Some men don't have the type of relationship with their mothers to talk to them about things like that, because the mother may have closed herself off from having those type of conversations. The mother may consider herself too pious, too holy, or, you know, too uncomfortable to have those type of conversations with her son, because at some point women start to look at their sons as just other men. And to retain the mother-son relationship, they will begin to curtail certain conversations that they allow themselves to have with their sons, so that the line is never blurred between mother and son relationships. Because, to be quite honest, there is such a thing as mothers and sons having sex with each other. So to not go to his mother, he goes to a woman who is a mother and who will look at him for what he is, because other women his age are not looking at him for what he is. They're looking at him as August Alsina. That's August Alsina, girl. I'ma fuck him. That's not an older woman's perspective. Older women have had so much sex that sex is a different thing for them entirely. They see a man that's not, oh, I'ma fuck him. They see men, they really, older women see men for what they truly are. And for an older woman to have a young man come into her home and she can see brokenness, the motherly aspect of her nature causes her to then try to mend him and try to mend his ailment. But then the other nature comes in, the nature that knows that this isn't my son. And then the other nature comes in and says, this isn't my son. This is a man. He's attractive. He listens to me in a way that my husband doesn't, because my husband is a man. And men are different from young men. And men don't tolerate a lot, but young men will tolerate a lot more. And for a woman who is trying to exercise freedom, she will go to a young man so that she can do exercise that freedom, because she doesn't necessarily want to feel the restraints of being in a relationship with a real man who has real demands of her and has real intolerance for when she doesn't meet those demands. And a man who is her mental, sometimes the man sometimes the man is the mental superior. I don't know who's the mental superior in Jada and Will's case. I want to lend favor to Will Smith. I want to do that. I want to lend that to Will. I want to lend it to Will. And that Jada is Will's wife, but also Will's oldest daughter. And when I say that, I'm not being trying to be disrespectful, but when a woman looks up to a man, well, let me not say daughter, because that implies that's an incestuous type of relationship. No, let me step away from that. I can misspeak too. He looks at Jada as a, in many ways, men look at women not always as women, because when a woman is really in love with a man, there's sometimes when a woman is very girly. You know, Minister Farrakhan talks about this quite often. There's when women are truly at peace with themselves and at their happiest, they're really not, they're womanly, right? But when they're around their man, they are very girly and very innocent. You know, that's why you won't hear me calling black women queens, because that is to encourage the ego of a woman that she really doesn't need to have, because, you know, a woman who is beset with ego feels that she can do no wrong. Everything is men's fault. I'm a bad bitch. I'm a black bitch queen. Kiss my feet, nigga. Kiss my ass. Kiss my big black ass. That mentality, that is not a mentality that will ever have a husband. That mentality is not conducive to being in a relationship. So you have to really, the woman has to and plus, not only that, the white race itself has made black, has injected air into black women by making black women feel they are superior to black men. That was something that was artificially done by white social scientists to make black women in their minds think to themselves, I'm better than black men. I don't need black men. I don't need these niggas. These niggas are stupid. These niggas are dumb. I could go get a white man. He has money. His family has money. They have good credit. They have a farm.
They raise chickens. These niggas don't have anything. They don't even have their own block that they claim that they have. They don't even own their own car. That's the mentality. So, you know, the woman is her most pleasant when she has a girly attitude. And I heard Jay-Z, you know, with Will Smith, was talking to Jada. He was saying, "Tell me what you did, Jada," in a fatherly tone. And she answered him in a young lady tone. And I think people were, you know, kind of, you know, they felt that was kind of funny. I heard Jay-Z do the same thing with Beyonce in an interview he had on David Letterman. David Letterman asked Jay-Z a question about Beyonce, and he said, well, not so much a question, but it was more so along the lines like, your wife is Beyonce. And Jay-Z made a comment like, you know, David Letterman was basically making a comment about Beyonce's success. And Jay-Z, being Jay-Z, he says, yeah, she's just starting. Like she's not Beyonce. She's really like a little girl. And she's just really beginning her career and being a singer and stuff like that. He was trying to downplay Beyonce's fame to make us see how he sees her. You know, David Letterman, yeah, your wife's Beyonce. She did this, this, and the third. And Jay-Z downplays all of that and says, yeah, she's just starting. Like, you know, like she, like this is some kind of dance recital and Beyonce is his daughter. That's why I said daughter before, because it kind of has that relationship when you're with a man who is actually your intellectual superior. Jada wanted to be with somebody who was not her intellectual superior so that she could feel what it's like to be in control. August Alsina being a man who exhibits simp behavior, and it's not really his fault. It's just his upbringing in the world that we live in, where we, as men, we will go through a simp stage. Shit, some may say that I may still be in mine. From an older man's perspective, may say that I would say no. But there's times where I still miss certain people, want to talk to certain people, and a part of me says that's childish to miss these people. Let those people be. So yeah, that's what happened. August Alsina is not a victim. That's what I'm basically trying to say. He didn't get taken advantage of. He took advantage of an opportunity. He did not take advantage. No, he took advantage of an opportunity, and Jada Pinkett Smith in turn took advantage of an opportunity. She was not taking advantage of him. You understand? It's not like August Alsina is a young man with Down syndrome or a paraplegic, and she in the middle of the night threw the covers off of him while he's drooling out the mouth, comatose. And she starts straddling him. That's not what happened. He's a vegetable. He's brain dead. And she's so horny, she has to have some dick. So she jumps onto his body and has said, no, that's not what happened. She didn't take advantage of August Alsina. That's all I wanted to say.